You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. It's the last day of National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. The month was designated by Congress back in 2008 and inspired by Bebe Moore Campbell, the best-selling African-American author and mental health advocate. Black communities are suffering from mental illness, in some cases at higher rates than the rest of the population. A recent study shows, for example, that African-American children are taking their lives at roughly twice the rate of their white counterparts. In East Oakland, residents have been living with drug wars, human trafficking, and violence for a long time. And studies show exposure to these problems can impact mental health. So what's being done about it, and who is helping? As part of our project, Hey Area, where you ask a question and our reporters find the answer, a KALW listener wanted to know what kind of volunteer work East Oakland communities are involved in. Reporter Maribet Morales visited one organization where residents are helping Black women with their mental health.
It's a sunny day in Uptown Oakland. I'm outside the doors of Black Women's Media and Wellness Project.
How's it going?
Thanks.
I'm Maribet. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming.
Yvonne Murphy is the organization's coordinator, which is supposed to be a safe space for sisterhood and healing.
Our Black Women Media and Wellness Project has been around for 25 years. It's the longest running project of HHREC. And as you said, initially, we focused on alcoholism and its effects on Black women and their families. Around 10 years ago, we widened our scope to just encompass mental health and wellness.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness reports that African Americans are 20% more likely to experience serious mental health problems than the general population. Social issues and barriers to healthcare play a role. And African-American women with mental health challenges not only deal with constant discrimination, sexism, and racism, but also find themselves face-to-face with another problem, suffering in silence. Here's Yvonne again, shedding light on the situation.
A problem in the Black community is that of silence. What we're taught in a lot of our childhood homes growing up is to keep things within the family. And a lot of our middle-aged Black women have grown up like that, where they have been told by mothers and grandmothers to keep family business in the family.
And as I listen to Yvonne, this makes perfect sense to me. We live in a society that demands silence from us to keep moving forward. And our silence leads to mental health stigma. Ms. Lillian Freeman, a retiree and volunteer, gives me insight on the consequences of what this looks and feels like.
Mental health is a condition that needs attention. And with enough patience, people can heal, not feel isolated. Because it's not recognized, it's been taboo. A lot of people don't like to speak about it as some sort of an embarrassment, just like cancer used to be an embarrassment to mention.
Now, Ms. Freeman has been active with the organization for 6 years. She's on the community advisory board, where she meets with other members every month to discuss the Be Still retreats.
Okay, ladies, so we have a lot to fit in tonight, so we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to start with an icebreaker and a check-in. Tonight, our icebreaker is, what is your happy place?
You just want to pick one?
Yeah, I have so many places that are happy.
Yvonne says Be Still is a free, one-day retreat for Black women that's held in Oakland quarterly.
The Be Still retreats usually are centered around a specific theme. So this theme will have a dynamic speaker who supports the theme, and then we'll have various self-care practitioners. And the day lasts for about 8 hours and is set up into different sections, but pretty much the CAB plans out the whole day. So they'll plan the theme, they'll plan the speaker.
Yvonne also goes on to mention that at the last Be Still retreat, there were about 130 women. The theme was Illuminating Our Spirits, in which participants of the retreat do a variety of activities ranging from workshops, meditation, and massages, just to name a few. And sitting here with the ladies today, it becomes clear to me that participating and volunteering is a life-changing experience. Ms. Lillian explains.
Well, I think I've gained an enrichment because I've met a lot of people. I've never been active in the community before, and this is very exciting for me. And I have time now that I'm retired, so I look forward to the times that we come together. I look forward to serving in the community, and anytime they call and ask me and I'm available, I'll do it.
But the experience and the work does not stop there. In addition to the retreats, the organization is also relaunching their magazine.
Yes.
Yvonne is very excited because, well, it has been 10 years since they published their last issue. So it's a pretty big deal. I mean, it's not just the fact that the magazine will be out there again, but it's also another way for African-American women in the community to volunteer and get involved.
Well, we are looking for women who self-identify as Black women.
Yvonne goes into detail about how they will collect stories in the focus groups.
And these focus groups will consist of 7 to 8 women. Hopefully they will be divided by age, but they are completely confidential.
The retreats and the magazine will help these women in their mission to normalize the conversation about mental health. Ms. Lillian offers a reason why using these resources are important for getting the word out to other generations.
There are a lot of benefits. There is a unity in the community of Black women, young and old. So the older generation, which is my generation, has a lot of wisdom, or should have a lot of wisdom. And many of us are wanting to share it. The community is separated, and that was by design. And so I think that this program, this organization, is a part of putting the community back together.
Ms. Yaya Izir, a longtime resident of East Oakland and volunteer, is doing this work to end generations of Black women staying silent about their mental health.
Don't be afraid to do something you've never done, or that your mother and your aunts and your grandmother has never done. Be the one that says, okay, I'm going to try this just in case it'll make it better for my people. And by that, I mean my family, you know, your immediate family, maybe your neighbors or something like that. Because when we take that attitude on, we're already healing.
Still, it's important to understand that healing work takes time. And at the end of the day, this is not an individual step forward. This is a collective step forward. In Oakland, I'm Maravet Morales for Cross Currents.
That story was a collaboration between Oakland Voices and KALW as part of our projects Hey Area and Sights and Sounds of East Oakland.